Mr. Lutaev, I'm going to start with the first question. Can you please introduce yourself?
My name is Ihab Lutaev. I'm a member of the steering committee of the Gaza's Ark project.
For those who may not know, can you tell us what is Gaza's Ark?
Gaza's Ark is a project that is with international participation to build a boat in Gaza to encourage trade between Gaza and everywhere in the world and challenge the illegal Israeli blockade on Gaza. So we're building the boat in Gaza. We are securing for producers in Gaza contracts with buyers all around the world. And we're going to load these products on the Ark and sail with it, challenging the illegal and inhumane Israeli blockade over the Gaza Strip.
Gaza's Ark was attacked on April 29th, which is only yesterday. Do you have any idea who did it and for what reason?
Well, it is not very difficult to know who has the interest in continuing the blockade of Gaza and continuing the isolation of Gaza. But we will not jump to conclusions at this point. There are investigations going on the ground by the authorities and by our project team in Gaza. And when there are specific results, we're going to be saying them out public.
To build the Gaza's Ark, what kind of organizations were involved in? Approximately how much money has been invested in this project?
The budget we had for the project is around $300,000. At this stage, we are very close to finishing the building when this attack happened. We have been receiving donations from, basically the money comes mostly from individuals all over the world. We have presence as the Freedom Flotilla Coalition Partnership. We have presence, strong presence in 10, 12 countries in Europe, North America, and Australia mostly. We do also receive individual donations from individuals in many other countries around the world. So that's where the funding comes from. And up to now, we have raised and spent something in the range of $260,000.
It could be a foolish question, but why do you think that whoever attacked Gaza's Ark wanted to blow up only the Ark and not harm the Night Guard?
Well, I guess this is a strategy that only those who perpetuate such a crime think about, but I guess they also think of protecting themselves from more accusations in case they are discovered or proven to be who they are. So they protect themselves and from getting into a more serious crime, I guess. At the end of the day, destroying material is a far less serious crime than killing individuals.
This isn't the first time that Israel attacked projects that challenged the blockade, such as Gaza Flotilla and raid in 2010. Does the raid or attack take place often?
The attacks on boats trying to challenge the blockade have happened before, not in Gaza, but in Turkey and in Greece, where boats that were destined to challenge the blockade were attacked and damaged to different levels of different degrees of damage. It was always underwater type of damage that happened to the boats. It's nothing new. It's nothing unexpected. We ourselves commit to continue to being totally peaceful and totally open and clear about what our plans and what our intentions are. Our work is for supporting the people of Gaza, for supporting the civilian population of Gaza, and they will continue to do that till this illegal, inhumane blockade ends. And actually beyond that, even till the Palestinian people really get back their full rights that they have been denied for so many years.
What is now going to happen with the Gaza's Ark? Are you planning to rebuild it? And also, are you considering of taking a specific action in response to this attack?
Well, we're determined to continue our work against the blockade. I think it's a bit early to decide what we're going to do regarding the boat itself, regarding its condition. It is still semi-sunk in the Gaza port till this minute. So we're working first on getting it out of the water and assessing the damage, and based on that, we're going to decide what to do. And based on the investigation and where it points, we're going to decide how to deal with the issue as a whole. The one thing that we can confirm to you, and I'm not speaking here in the name only of the core group of Gaza's Ark, but on the many affiliated organizations and partners around the world, that we're going to continue our work with whatever resources we can have till this blockade is removed.